You're listening to Whiting Words, a K-pop podcast hosted by three Black women. I'm your host and leader, Deb, and my members and I are back at it again to discuss a K-music related topic. Thank you so much in advance for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiting Words. Tell your friends to search Whiting Words or Unpopular K-pop Opinions on most major podcast listening platforms. We also have an exclusive forum for Black K-pop fans. More details are in the episode notes. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani. This is part two of our Kaya episode. Make sure to check out part one, which was released in December of 2020. And it's also our fourth interview released in the month of February. So make sure to check out our other interviews as well. We interviewed Tiffany Young, Monsta X, K-rapper BY. So definitely check out our most recent episodes. I think you'll really enjoy them, especially if you enjoy this. Now on to the episode. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
If you wanted to plug anything or bring attention to anything that's coming up, can you please let us know what those things are?
As you guys may or may not know, I've been doing music for about a year once I moved back from South Korea. And I just recently released my first English Korean R&B song, Like You. I dropped it on October 23rd. And it has been like a great experience to see that and incorporating Korean lyricism, taking that big leap of faith as a non-Asian or as a non-Korean native speaker. It's been like a big learning experience. And now I'm just like super busy working on my EP that's coming out this December, Into the Cosmos, and one of those tracks will also be in Korean. So your girl has been busy.
So congrats.
Thank you.
It's amazing. The Korean government actually in early 2019 issued guidelines that were meant to diversify the image, the images the industry portrays, and it criticizes the similar parents such as skinny body figures, light skin color, body conscious clothes, etc. of idols. And this was later backtracked due to public outcry due to claims of censorship and the threat of not seeing their faces. So by their faces, I mean people were kind of upset thinking this would kind of maybe some of their faves, they wouldn't get to see them as much on stages or TV shows. So I was wondering whether you guys thought this was a good step in the right direction, or if this was really even, because I feel like for me, I don't like people could interpret this as, oh, maybe more foreign non-Asian idols could come out of that guideline that they're trying to issue. But I kind of feel like it's in the same breath of when idols say they like dark skinned girls, and then a lot of people would interpret that as, oh, they're talking about Black girls, like they're talking about brown skinned girls. Is like, I know it's lovely to think like that, but I don't think that's who they're really talking about. I think they're just talking about that diversity within Koreans themselves, because we all know that not all Koreans are ghost white. I mean, honestly, most of the time that's makeup. But there's Koreans that are pretty dark, pretty tan. Like I have a friend from Jeju who she says when she goes into Seoul or whatever, people like stare at her because that's how tan she is. So with that being said, what are your thoughts on these guidelines? And do you think that this, even though, so I did say that I don't think it's about foreigners. Do you think it could be?
I think it's just a way for Korea to maybe try to be progressive. It's like, I don't look at anyone's complexion here in the US because we've already established acceptance amongst all shapes, shades, everything as it should be. Maybe that's what Korea is trying to do too. Especially when you see like Thai or Filipino Asians move to Korea, work in Korea, or even be artists. I feel so sorry for them when they get bullied, because it's like, wow, you would think because you're all from the same continent, you know, there's a lot of cultural, you know, similarities that you would bond together, but you'll see Koreans who are mixed, who are half Black there, or Thai artists, you know, different K-pop idols who unfortunately get bullied so much.
Hopefully this isn't controversial, but kind of bouncing off of what she was saying, I think that Korea has a lot of room to grow in their beauty standards. I mean, you know, plastic surgery is so rampant that there is a point, I think, in 2011 where the trending style of plastic surgery was called the Gangnam Auntie. Like, all the women looked the same because they had the same face. And, you know, they're really trying to uphold the same pale, big eyes, certain features. And like you said, like, not everyone in Korea looks like that. And if you're trying to kind of diversify the media that you're giving out, you should allow people of different shapes, sizes, complexions to have that opportunity to be on the same stage without having that risk of scrutiny. Like you're saying, absolutely. No one should be bullied. No one should be attacked over their appearances, and no one should feel pressured to change the way they look in order to fit like this palette that's going around too. And I think in the same breath, that can also open like foreign artists too, because, you know, we don't look Korean. None of us look Korean. And I wouldn't want to change my appearance. We need to really be mindful of the respectability politics that Black people have to go through in order to truly embody all these things that, you know, Korean people or other people of different ethnicities want to use in their music and their appearance, etc. Because, right, you know, like I said, we have been cornered and policed in so many ways that it's frustrating to have this friendliness and this general interest in all these things, but being constantly questioned about them. It's like we're always held to this impossible standard, and we're always looked at with this really intense, like, magnifying glass. Like, it's like, oh, well, why do you like this? You're appropriate. Or why do you do this? You're not a real fan, or you don't belong here. When it's like, well, you all take from us all the time. Right. And you're not affording us the same opportunity. And I think if you want there to be a genuine exchange of ideas and exchange of creativity, you have to open up yourself, and you have to humble yourself, especially. Right. I think there's a lot of humbling that needs to be done by international fans, especially. And, you know, the Korean industry to a degree too, if they want to have something authentic be birthed out of all of this, if they eventually want to like be like how America is, with how like America is so diverse with all its music, all its artists, that I don't even blink an eye if they're from France or from.
Right. You don't even think about it.
Yeah. And if they want to be on that same playing field, I think they need to open themselves up to unexpected growth and surprises, and allowing the actual like beauty to be nurtured, because you need to be mindful as you're welcoming these people in that they're facing a lot of hurdles, and they're facing a lot of double standards, a lot of deep societal like racism and microaggressions and all this, and make it equal for everyone. And by equal, I always get people who are like, oh no, you're giving an easy pass. It's not an easy pass. Give people the same playing ground that other people do, and allow them to not feel othered while doing it too.
Right. Especially if you're profiting from that look or genre or mimicking of someone else's culture. That's the frustration. It's like people are becoming millionaires and rich for the same people who look like that and dress like that and talk like that every day and don't get the opportunities at all. So yeah, I 100% agree. I think Korea is getting there slowly as a nation. Especially, like I said, with their music industry going more global, especially when they're incorporating other non-Koreans into the spaces. I just wish the international fans, especially the non-Asian international fans, would hop on the same direction that clearly some of these labels are trying to go. You're all upset and bullying and being anti-Black and racist about, let's say, Fatu. Someone asked Fatu to join that group. They scouted her, which means they're trying to be progressive again, but do it the right way. And you're just angry and mad. For what? For what?
Exactly.
Let's look at the truth. There's deeply something else involved that you're upset with. It's not about taking over the industry because it's one person. So let's relax. Let's stop lying. It's not about lack of representation, because literally unless the whole world spoke Korean, I don't know how do you expect everyone to be incorporating so many more Koreans in their nations? Let's get to the real truth bottom of it. If Korea signed her, if a Korean label signed her, why are you upset? I can see if you're being upset at groups that did not get signed. I can see, I guess you'd be upset at me, maybe. I can see if you're upset at Kati. I can see if you're upset at that other boy group because people, you know, that wasn't verified by Koreans. You know, that wasn't Koreans that didn't say, oh, you know, we like her, you know, we accept it, or most of us accept it or like her. I get it. But when you have people who are getting hired in these spaces, it's like, well, what the heck are you angry about? Because they want to be inclusive?
Yeah.
Realize what you're angry at. You're mad because Koreans or Korean labels are deciding to be inclusive. Your bigger problem is something way deeper, and you need to check yourself.
Exactly. I think a lot of these companies too, like not even these companies, the fans forget that these companies are trying to make money. Like they're not, yes, they're adding Korean culture. Yes, they're bringing Korea to countries that might have not had Korea on their radar. But at the end of the day, they're trying to make money. And even JYP has said that he wants to be a global company, because even though like a group like BTS, for example, is super successful, or all these groups, they're not necessarily global labels. Like, yes, they're obviously their artists reach a global audience, but a really successful company in Korea is not even anywhere close to a label, a global label in the United States. So that's why he even said on a show called Radio Show, I believe, he was talking about how he would be interested, or he was kind of hinting at wanting to kind of have groups in Mexico and the US, I believe.
I saw that article.
Yeah, because in order to be a global label, in order to make money, more money than
their, money.
Which people really forget, this is a capitalistic kind of thing. Like, they think, oh no, we're just doing it for the love of music. And like, yeah, that is the case for a lot of people, probably for the artists.
Right, but
these people higher up that are not in your face, they're trying to make money. So they will do what they need to do in order to get on that path. So, excuse me, to kind of segue into what I was saying and you were saying, I think it's not even like Korea that's not ready, but like Rekaya, as you said, but international fans, especially non-Black, because like you said, Fatu was scouted, so was Alex. Alex has even said that, I was watching an interview with her, that her former CEO, when they brought her in, that he was like, don't straighten your hair, like keep it curly. We know you're Black. We want you to stay like looking Black. Like we're not trying to make you look Korean. Like that's ridiculous. Right. Like why would they do that? So I truly think, like everybody has been saying this whole time, is that it's a lot of international fans are probably putting on some rose-colored glasses, thinking, oh, it's just Asian in Korea. For some reason, they just want it to be solely Asian.
And like you said, Korea knows that the money is going global. The moment that some of these very popular idol groups started getting big traction, and I know all these groups are looking at big hit for BTS. That is a prime example of exactly how successful you can get if you're just pushing that envelope with talent in an international direction. So they're all watching and they're all trying to copy it. They're trying to get this recipe down. And maybe some are just picking non-Asians or Black people just for the face, just to make the money. But there's going to be some who genuinely want to be inclusive. Don't be mad that someone else is ready to start being inclusive, because these fans who are non-Asian, not Korean, who are so infatuated with that space and so infatuated with those people, I guarantee you, your perspective might unfortunately shift if you move to Korea. What you think is all this cracked up to be and beautiful and amazing and guys are amazing, you will be shocked when you, as a non-Asian, want to go there one day and teach there one day and go there to see what it's like. Your experience can predominantly be good like mine, but there's a lot of truth in the pudding, sweetheart. So when you stop thinking this fantasy is all that it is, you should want to be able to say, I want people who look like me to be respected. We didn't say everybody had to be included. Be respected, because the day that you from Mexico decide to go there, you're going to see exactly what it feels like to not be amongst the norm, to not be accepted fully, completely, to experience some kind of discrimination. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. And when people stop snapping out of this fake world that they're in on their computer and phones every day, you'll probably start to be a fan who do want inclusion, because you don't care about inclusion until someone don't include you.
So this is kind of a fun question, but which company do you think will be the first, excluding the company that manages Rania, to have another Black idol? I want to put in my guesses because I feel like YGE or YG could be next, considering they had a half Black, half Korean idol at one point, although I feel like she didn't really get as much time as day as she could have. Her name is Lee Michelle. I heard she has a beautiful voice. She's amazing. And it kind of sucks that even though she's half Korean, she didn't get that much that far. However, I do think it's like the teeniest step that YG had a Blasian idol. I also want to put in maybe JYP because of the comment I made earlier, how he was talking about in order to globalize, you have to localize. So that's meaning like going to places like the States or Mexico, which if you're going to go to those places, I think that even if majority of the group is still Asian or Korean, that could possibly open a door for foreigners that are not Asian. So what do you guys think? Which companies do you think could possibly be next? Because I know they do want to go in this step, like we've been saying this whole time. Alex also said, so when I say Alex, I'm talking about Rania for anybody listening. Alex has said that when she left Rania, she was approached by two of the big three companies, which is insane. Unfortunately, at the time, she wasn't in the right mental health space and she just went through a tough time. So I think she did have the meetings, but nothing really came out of them. But this just says these companies are interested, whether the fans, the international fans want it or not. So what do you guys think? Who do you think would be next?
Once one does it, people are usually on a train of following other things, what can be considered growth or trends, quote unquote. The fact that Alex can be considered one of the very few Black people included in the music space, and then now we have Fatu. Even now, Fatu apparently is like getting attention from other Korean artists who wants to work with her and stuff like that, which is really awesome. I think that Fatu is going to be, it's going to set that standard a little bit more in the Korean music industry, especially with her speaking Korean and rapping and being participant heavily in her group to its completion. You know, it's not parts and pieces and she's completely immersed, you know, thankfully. So she might really set the standard for a lot more, especially if especially if Black Swan gets bigger. If Black Swan gets bigger, it's only going to prove more to these different labels that this is literally worth doing. I think the next, you know, labels who probably are going to shift into this, I actually think that either YG is going to make that big, like, I mean, when I mean big, I mean like somebody who's not Asian at all would be incorporated as a solo or a group or something. I think YG is one. I think JYP is one, because I've seen him, you know, talk about that being a goal before, and I think 2018 and 14 in articles. I actually think P Nation will be the next one. Yeah. Just because P Nation gives me vibes of looking for artists with that wow factor and accepting their differences, accepting their creative skill and style. Like, you know, you got Crush and you have someone, the people that they signed were going through things of not fitting in the typical Korean music industry, right? Especially Jessie.
Yeah.
It was very different. Even her Korean isn't, like, Koreans don't consider her Korean, like, you know, the best sound or native, but she beats her. She completely beats herself. You know, she's been in the game for a while, and you know, Psy saw that and wanted to sign her. So I think that if YG or JYP don't do it next, I think P Nation is going to do it next, because P Nation is always scouting, always scouting.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing as you guys, YG and JYP, but for some reason I have like this weird feeling that SM might try to pull a wild card and then
we have this. They do really be doing like things just like
but you know what, SM might do it first.
I could see it. Like, I've seen SM really invest heavily in all their artists, and they have this like this constant energy that's very competitive and very unwilling to kind of fall to the wayside, because, you know, they've spawned like Girls' Generation, like SM, some of the biggest like groups like in the world. And I feel like if they want to kind of keep up, they want to do what we've been saying and get global and diverse and inclusive. And I just feel like they will be scouting people who are exceptional and really investing into them. And, you know, maybe pivoting into a new era. I've seen a lot of labels throughout the years like decide to debut this new era of this very specific artist. And, you know, I can definitely see them kind of going away from the more cookie cutter K-pop that we've been seeing and doing something that really capitalizes on the uniqueness and the differences of foreigners, you know what I mean? And Black artists or artists that don't fit the established status quo, beauty standard wise, music standard wise, you know, I don't think they would go necessarily in the direction of signing someone like FKA Twigs. That might be too abstract for them, but like definitely just embracing like that creativity in a way that could make something that's as perfect a recipe as BTS was. It would be interesting to revisit this episode in like a year or two and see which of our predictions came true.
That would be really interesting.
Well said. So last and final question. I know we've basically kind of edged at this last question anyways, but final thoughts. Do you think Black people can be idols?
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say, well, I should be saying yes, right? I say yes in a certain way. I think Black people in particularly definitely have this culturally extraordinary talent and swag and juice and just got that it factor amongst ourselves and our communities around the globe. And obviously it's true because people around the globe love it. They partake in it. They copy it. Whatever you want to call it is clearly something there. With that being said, I think, and I always try to make sure I do the same thing. With that being said, I think that as long as that Black artist is getting something out of that exchange as well, you know, because the music industry in general is just sometimes not the best. Contracts in general is not the best. So I just hope that anyone who's Black going to spaces, including myself, we get approached with sincerity. We get approached with genuine interest of being incorporated outside just the money. I hope that our difference of personality, which comes from difference of culture and upbringing, gets accepted, gets respected. You know, I hope that those who come in the space aren't being forced to be changed. You know, anything that the artist is willing to do and change appearance, whatever, that's their choice. But when it comes down to you're doing this and we need you to do these things outside of your cultural look and feel because it would be more accepted, I just don't want any labels to be scouting the perfect, you know, talent of Black artists and then tell them, you know, I scouted you for obvious of what you look like and what you already do, but now I need you to be this image instead. I don't want that to happen. Anyone who's Black, I want them to already be knowledgeable of Kriya, at least know something of the language. Like, just don't be that token, you know, like myself, at least be, you know, learn Korean language, learn the culture, or even, you know, live there or currently live there. I think it would be a lot more respectfully accepted if that Black person is showing them that someone so dramatically different from them has taken the steps to learn about them and willing to bring something extra to the table, not to be copied, but to be like, this is the juice you guys like so much. Here it is in its most authentic blueprint way. And not even just to be the it factor and to shine over the, you know, Korean artists, but to just be able to develop, you know, for them to develop an amazing networking opportunity of just knowing so many artists and being respected by different artists and bringing everything Black with them. That's my thing. Like, I think Black people can be K-pop idols. I think Black people can be Korean, you know, I think Black people can do anything. Like I said, the only difference is the language. You know, the genre is already Western, is already built into so many Black people. The difference would be the inclusion of Korean in the language and the lyricism. So with that being said, why wouldn't they be able to do Korean pop if they know Korean or is learning Korean? Why can't they do Korean R&B if they already know R&B? And just incorporating Korean. So I think so. I think so. If I can do it, anyone can do it. Honestly, like I said, it's just, it has to be done well. It has to be done right. And it has to have this specific formula, in my opinion.
And has to be organic too.
It has to be organic. It has to be organic. It has to be done right. Like I said, if they're scouting the right Black artists that they're interested in, support them. Give them what they need, provide them the proper hair, the proper makeup, everything that comes involved with accepting this person that's not like you, then I think they can.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly what Rakaya said. I think, you know, even though Korea is still isolated in a way, we're so globalized right now in 2020. Mm-hmm. I feel like pandemic and quarantine aside, if that hadn't happened, we'd be more interconnected than ever. And so I think it'd be a disservice to say that Black people can't be idols, because, you know, you can't create this media that focuses only on like this one specific people if you want to be more inclusive with the greater landscape that you're navigating with. And I think what will also need to happen is respectability from the fans. They have to really set their egos aside and be open to different changes, because often it's for the better to make it stronger.
Yeah, I agree. I personally, I think I, for the most part, agree with y'all. Just because Black people are already in K-pop, you're just not seeing them as much.
Exactly. So
there's writers, for example, exactly behind the scenes. Like, for example, there's Tiffany Red, who has written, I think, a couple songs for NCT. Unfortunately, that relationship did not go well, considering pay stuff. But then there's also producers and arrangers. For example, The Stereotypes, they produced one of my favorite Red Velvet songs. It was Bad Boy. Mm. Like, not all of them are Black, but it's their collective has a Black member, and they're already behind the scenes. And there's stage directors. Like, I don't remember the name of this woman, but she did some stage directing for Big Bang, and even Hyolyn, her Dolly music video was choreographed by, I think her name is Aaliyah something. I can't remember, but she's really popular on YouTube. She makes like
Aaliyah Janelle.
The heels choreography person on YouTube. She's Black. Like, Black people are already in there because they know they need Black people in order to produce what they're producing, to produce the sound that they're basically trying to replicate or take inspiration from. So to say, oh, you can do behind the house stuff, but we can't be seeing you, that is just messed up, in my opinion. And to say that Black people can't be idols is just ridiculous to me. Like, like everything we've been saying, I think it's going to take an exceptional person in order to fully make it. Because to be honest, I feel like, yes, Fatu has gotten pretty far. Alex got pretty far. I know there's this one girl, she was auditioning. She's half Black, half Asian, half Korean on this show. And then we have like models like Han, I think his name is Han Hyun Min. But like, and he's actually doing pretty well considering he's an MC, I think on M Countdown or something. But I feel like none of them have gone to the level where it's like past the point of, oh, there's a Black member in this group. But like, no, it's this person's name. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like a tagline for them. It's just they're there because they deserve to be there, or they've worked their asses to be there. So
I think to really make a name for ourselves as a group of people in their industry, I just think you just gotta be the ish. Like, you just gotta be the ish. Like, if someone with the same pizzazz, style, beauty, everything, like Rihanna, Beyonce went there, right? They're not Rihanna, Beyonce, but the skill, the look, everything is there. I think they would dominate the space. They could be considered one of the favorites just because of the skill level. So I think as they're incorporating more and more people, the Black people that are in the spaces, they're talented. That's not what I'm not saying they're not talented. I'm just saying that the bar maybe would have to be so high for it to be like, boom. Now this person's name is traveling all over the globe. You know, it's not just because they're Black and because they can sing or rap well. It's because they're Black and they're killing it. Killing it.
I haven't mentioned Yoon Mi Rae during this call, and I felt like I just want to give her props for everything she's done, because she's lovely and like, she deserves everything, and I just wanted to like announce her name because she didn't come up. Rakaya, would you like to also plug your social just in case you didn't say it before?
Thank you so much for inviting me to this call today. I had so much fun. I'm thankful that you gave me your platform to not only speak my thoughts and opinion about the spaces that I'm clearly, you know, in investing myself in, but to clarify my thoughts, my feelings, what I am and what I'm not, you know. But yeah, guys, you know, I'm Rakaya. I know most of my fans initially know me as my nickname, Rocky, but you know, the world will know me as Rakaya. And I'm so excited to grow in all the avenues. You know, I'm pro music, pro creative, and I'm also pro education because I'm an engineer first. I'm aerospace first. So if you ever want to check me out or follow me on Instagram, you know, I'm Rakaya on Instagram. I'm Rakaya in Space on Twitter. You can find my music as Rakaya on mostly every platform, and also my own website that I made too, Rakaya in Space. So I'm looking forward to, you know, meeting, you know, new people in those spaces as I'm growing as an artist. You know, I'm already, like I said, experiencing growth behind the scenes. You know, I'm already experiencing some, you know, attention, which is really cool to get behind the scenes, because I feel like my hard work is about to pay off in 2021. And I get to kind of like represent for, you know, all the foreigners and all the Black women across the globe who, you know, wish, you know, they can see themselves doing what I'm doing or on their own. You know, I always want to be a role model and inspiration. And, you know, hopefully people join my little mini fandom, the Rockets, you know. But yeah, thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thank you so much for sticking around. I really appreciate what you're doing in this community, because I feel like whether or not you're just a bystander or a fan, I think there's something truly inspirational. And you're giving a lot of people hope that if that's their dream to go out there and be an artist, or to be an artist, period, that they can really achieve that and do that with hard work and time. So thank you so much for everything and for being here again.
It was a pleasure. Yeah. You guys.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to see what you have.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Like, you're like, you're not giving us any hints, but you know, it's okay.
I just always want to be careful because, you know, you never want to talk things too much, not set in stone. Mm-hmm. You know, things change. Exactly. Life changed. Right. COVID is creating a lot of situations, but I'm happy with the effort I'm putting in so far into my music and as an artist. And yay. I'm happy to know, like, you know, I'm, you know,
yeah. I'm so excited. And that being said, sending all the good vibes.
Thank you. Thank you. I promise, you know, when things are definite or when I'm connecting with other Korean artists or labels or anything, I promise when that stuff is guaranteed or set in stone, I will share with the world so you can have the same excitement as me. But for now, I'm just going to be a little hush-hush, just shock you all when the time happens.
Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to review, share, and subscribe to Whiting Words. Our intro and outro song is called New Vintage by Armani.